From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On the basis of exit polls, we can now predict that John Kerry is the winner of the New Hampshire primary. Howard Dean is second, and John Edwards and Wesley Clark are vying for third. News of Kerry's projected win was greeted with a loud cheer at his election night headquarters in Manchester. NPR's Melissa Block is with the Kerry campaign in Manchester. Melissa, Kerry had been calling himself Comeback Kerry all week. He seemed to not be completely comfortable with his role as a front runner. But what are they saying now that it looks like he's winning this race?
Well, I think they're probably happy with where they are. Why not be in front heading into 7 primary states next week? I mean, a few minutes ago, the music on the PA system here was Don't Stop by the Rolling Stones, and according to the campaign, they are not going to stop in the next week. They're going to 7 states in 7 days. The senator's going home to spend the night in his own bed in Boston, but then he's off first to Missouri, the state, obviously, home of the Congressman Dick Gephardt, who dropped out of the race, so he's looking for votes there, and then to South Carolina for the debate, then Delaware, back to Missouri, Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma. I think I even left one out. So they're on the road and looking to pack in votes any way they can up through the primary next week.
Melissa, I understand the landscape there is filled with signs that say, dated Dean, married Kerry. You've been there all week talking to voters. Is that what you're hearing, that he did pick up a lot of support that was previously in the Dean camp?
You know, I was out in Dean country. I headed west toward Vermont today, and I can't say that I found a lot of those voters. The voters that I found who were voting for Dean, and there were a lot of them out there, were solid Dean supporters, did not, you know, liked Kerry, didn't have anything against him necessarily, but their support was behind Howard Dean, and it didn't waver. Now, I think you might find a different story in this part of the state and heading east toward Boston, where the senator's from. A lot more support may have tipped his way at the last minute, but among these undecideds, evidently John Kerry did very well.
We've been seeing pictures all night at Dean headquarters with veterans working the phones, trying to get people out to the polls at the last minute. What's it look like there at the headquarters?
Well, there is a Vietnam veteran on stage, former Georgia Senator Max Cleland, another war hero, triple amputee, who's been campaigning for Senator Kerry. He's up on stage. He was boogieing around a little while ago to the music, and they're waiting, I'm assuming, for the senator to come out and make a speech. Senator Cleland is here for the victory celebration. And John Kerry himself was working the phones this morning, calling veterans, I've heard. He actually waved to voters driving by in cars on a street corner here in Manchester. It's hand-to-hand retail politics here in New Hampshire, and they know how to do it.
Well, thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
NPR's Melissa Block at the Kerry campaign headquarters in Manchester.